Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of February 3rd, 2020, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI Pick of the Week. My Pick of the Week is going to be Lock and Key on Netflix. It's based off the IDW comic book series. After their father is murdered under mysterious circumstances, the three Lock siblings and their mother move into their ancestral home, Key House, which they discover is full of magical keys that may be connected to their father's death. As Lock children explore the different keys and their unique powers, a mysterious demon awakes and will stop at nothing to steal them. Sounds pretty cool. Alright, for TV pages, on Monday, HBO has the premiere of MacMillions. For Tuesday, it's a State of the Union address. It's not really a pick, this is more of just a warning. For Wednesday, CBS has Survivor at 40, Greatest Players and Moments. Fox has Lego Master premiere. Bravo has the premiere of Summer House. For Thursday, CBS has the premiere of Tommy. NBC has the premiere of Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Indebted. CW has Kathy Keene. And USA Network has the premieres of The Sinner and Briar Patch. Friday, CBS has the premiere of MacGyver. Saturday, HBO has the premiere of Ma. And for Sunday, ABC has the Oscars live, and the Science Channel has The Curse of the Bermuda Triangle. For box office results, in fifth place, you have The Gentlemen. Fourth place, Hansel and Gretel. Third place, Doolittle. Second place, 1917. And in first place, again, is Bad Boys for Life. This has made $148 million domestically to date. Movies that are coming out this week, you have The Birds of Prey and The Emancipation of Harley Quinn. Now, most people would expect me to have this as my pick of the week, and it is DC's latest release. This may be a hit or a miss. I mean, Margot Robbie is amazing, but can she carry an entire movie? I don't know. But if you want to know who the Birds of Prey really are, go watch the 90s TV show. For DVDs, you've got Playing with Fire, Last Christmas, Dr. Sleep, The Good Liar, and Arctic Dogs. For online services, Netflix, you have Tony Papa, You're Doing Great, The Pharmacist, Season 1, Horse Girl, and like I said, Lock and Key, Season 1. For video games, you have The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance Tactics, that's for all major consoles and the PC. You also have Zombie Army 4 Dead War for the Xbox One, PS4, and the PC. For GUI News, you've got new episodes of GUI Night, Smack My Pitch Up, Beautiful Disasters, From the Mouths of Madness, Deeply Upsetting, Geek Father, and Booze Clues. Speaking of Booze Clues, our next taping is going to be on the 9th. This is at the Dark Room in the historic Richmond Hofheimer Building. This is our one-year anniversary show. Join Blues Clues host Mike the Hobbit Bickett, along with a cavalcade of comedians, podcasters, and performers for an investigation, riff, on drunken crimes and debaucheries from around the world, usually Florida. The doors open at 7:30. The show starts so promptly at 8 p.m. It is 21 and up only, but it is free. We're back at the GalaxyCon with even more GUI Network Madness. Join us at the Richmond Convention Center from the 28th of February to the 1st of March for 5 live podcasts and a panel on podcasting. We know something about that. Meet the podcasters, ask questions, and party down with the geeks under the influence. You also get more information about the podcast at GUIPodcast.com. For one more thing, the video game film genre seems to be back on a little bit of a hot streak over the past couple of years with the arrivals of Detective Pikachu and the upcoming Sonic the Hedgehog movie. Now, French director Christophe Gans will reveal that he's ready to return to the world of the new adaptation of Silent Hill, as well as bringing Fatal Frame to the big screen. In an interview with a French website, he stated that I am working on an adaptation of the video game Project Zero, which is known as Fatal Frame here in the United States. Gaines said, The film will take place in Japan. I especially don't want to uproot the game from its Japanese haunted house setting. We're also working on a new Silent Hill. The Silent Hill project will be anchored in the atmosphere of a small American town ravaged by Puritanism. I think it's time to make a new one. Gaines made a splash with American audience on the first Silent Hill film, where he spent 5 years attempting to get the rights to the series and then sending a video interview with Konami to pitch the plan for the film and his adoration of the games, which won him the job. Given Gaines' adoration for the source material and his desire to remain true to them, fans should have a great time when these new movies finally come out. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us. Leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is the Bruce, and of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future, and be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.